How do you win in commercial real estate? Well, we're going to talk about that today with the Capital Playbook. My name is Charles Williams. I am the managing member and owner of Pioneer Realty Capital. We are a capital provider and a capital advisor on commercial real estate. To my left here is Miss Courtney Hemsley. Say hi, Courtney.
Hello. Thank you for joining us today.
Yeah. So Courtney and I are going to have a fireside chat, talk about our little playbook. And the importance of this playbook is we want to teach people how to win.
Exactly.
Absolutely. So are you interested in commercial real estate? Well, if you don't know the game, it's going to be hard to win. So we're going to talk about some of the players on the field. We're going to talk about strategies and how to make this thing work. And I'm going to let Courtney hit me with some questions, and we're going to try to answer those honestly. We will answer those. But the whole objective is to teach you how to win in this game of commercial real estate finance.
Yes, sir. Well, I am a part of the Pioneer team. I've been excited to be here. You know, Charles, just being with you, I've learned so much in commercial real estate and just understanding all dynamics of it. You know, you get into this and you think that it's simple, but there are so many layers and so much knowledge that you need to understand, and that's where you come into play and you're sharing it. So give your audience the background about you. I mean, you're also known as the PRC boss. I don't really know what that means, but you can probably add on and tell us a little bit about that. But just tell us about yourself, how you became who you are today, and what got you there.
Okay, yeah. Well, thank you, Courtney. PRC boss is just something I came up with. I need to put something on my license plate so that I'd know which one was my car, right? So I came up with the PRC boss. But a little bit about me. It's interesting because my career started in the technical field. I was an engineer. Graduated from school as an engineer, went to work for a Fortune 500 company doing engineering. And then later started my own engineering company. And, you know, it's a company I started from scratch. We're doing well. We're doing about $3 million a year. And then we went bankrupt. We went belly up. So I was like, you know, what happened, right?
Scratch your head on that. Like, yeah, I don't feel like the boss in this
one. Yeah, right. That was the bust.
Yeah.
And so I knew that my problem was is I didn't understand how capital worked.
Got it.
So I decided to go to graduate school, and I got a master's degree in accounting and finance.
Wow.
And when I graduated, you know, what was interesting about that, I was so serious that I aced every subject. I made a perfect 4.0
when you went back for your master's.
When I went back for my master's.
Okay, so if you guys didn't hear that right, you graduated in engineering, had this firm,
right,
and busted.
Busted.
So you learned,
right?
And then you went back to school
and learned. I want to know how money worked.
It busted. So now you need to know
exactly
how money works.
Absolutely. So I need to figure out how money worked, how the money system worked,
right,
how the capital markets worked. And I was so hungry for the knowledge that you know, I made a perfect 4.0. When I came out, I said, "Man, this is amazing. Everybody needs to know this." So I started a little company called Pioneer Services. Basically, where we would provide advisory services for small businesses.
Right.
And we would start putting together loan packages, all types of loan packages, built a little reputation in the local community here. And I was introduced to an insurance company who needed a correspondent lender on commercial real estate. I didn't know what a correspondent lender meant. I didn't know insurance companies made loans.
Right.
And I didn't know anything about commercial real estate. And this is what I told the guy. He said, "Don't worry about it. We'll teach you."
Yeah.
And so I got fortunate there and had some people kind of drag me along. And, 19 years later, here we are, Pioneer Realty Capital. We've been in business almost 19 years. We're continuing to advise specifically on commercial real estate finance and transactions. But along with our advisory service, we're able to provide that capital to make sure that transactions happens.
Right. So if we look back at this playbook, you had a route that you were going, talking about your playbook, and you failed at that route, but you were able to go back and make something
get some more plays.
Yeah, right? Of that bus.
Right.
And here you are with Pioneer 19, 20 years later,
right,
advising people in commercial real estate. I
Absolutely.
Mean, that is awesome. I mean, and that just goes to show anyone, maybe that failure, that's what led you to think that, okay, I need to understand this
There's
a little
something
bit better.
I'm missing.
Yeah. Right. So the failures became your success, you know, really.
And that's often the case in life.
It is. It really is.
You learn from your failures,
right,
and so forth.
And that's great to share with the audience, because people see you as the PRC boss now,
right,
and you advise people, but like, how did you get there? What did you do? So that's great to share that. So
yeah, it took a little bit of time.
Right, but you're here.
Yeah.
So tell us about this capital playbook, how you formed that playbook and what it means.
Yeah, well, you know, in any, the game of life.
Right.
Right, you can't just haphazardly go through the game of life without having a strategy,
right,
or having a plan, right?
Practicing.
And
yeah,
so if you want to succeed in commercial real estate, you have to understand the game,
mm-hmm,
right? And so in any game, you're going to have multiple components to that game. Let's compare it to football. In football, you got to have a coach.
Mm-hmm.
You got to have players, and the players are going to have various positions. You're going to have the referee, you're going to have the crowd, you're going to have your cheerleaders. There's
right,
all these folks that make up the game.
Yes.
Well, the same is true with regards to commercial real estate. A lot of times when people think about getting something financed,
right,
they think about a bank. That's one player in the game.
Right.
Right? But could that really be the case? There's only one player in the game?
And that's what most of society thinks. I'm going to go to the bank and get this deal done.
Exactly. Well, but the reality is there are multiple players. There's
right,
a whole world of capital providers in the game.
Right. And that's where you come in advising others, hey, get yourself out of that box of
right,
the bank only. Let me advise you and show you these different areas of how your money can work.
Absolutely. And
right,
so that's what the capital playbook is all about. We expose our audience to the various sources of capital.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about the motivations that these sources of capital have
right,
to make loans on certain transactions, and how to maximize the use of that capital so that you can extract the most value out of that commercial real estate transaction.
Right. All right. So as Pioneer Realty Capital, mm-hmm, the PRC boss, when your clients come to you, give me the example, the advice that you share with your clients when they have went and they've looked for financing, and most likely they've gone to their bank where they've had this relationship for 20 plus years,
mm-hmm,
and Banker Bob is like, nope, we won't give you any money. So they're confused. They don't know what to do. So they come to you. What advice do you give these clients, and how do you lead them down this path of getting their financing in place?
Yeah, so a lot of times people have the incorrect understanding
right,
that the bank is the only source of capital.
Mm-hmm.
And really, banks play a very small role in the capital markets. And there's this vast world of capital providers,
mm-hmm,
that include insurance companies, pension funds, REITs, private investment trusts, agencies. So that's all of that. And our goal initially when we're talking with our clients is to understand what their strategy is
right,
or understand what they're trying to achieve.
Mm-hmm.
And then once we understand what they're trying to achieve, then we can bring the right players to the field, if you will.
Right. Yeah.
You know, the right type of capital that's going to allow us to transact that deal in the most efficient and cost-effective way. So that's what we help clients do. Not only do we advise, but we have the ability to bring that capital,
mm-hmm,
to help them get that transaction completed.
Got it. So Pioneer is advising these clients that have no clue on which direction to go, but they know they have an idea. They know that it's capable of being done, but they just don't know what direction to go. So you're going to provide this advice and these resources
exactly,
to get their financing done and put in place.
Absolutely.
So that's awesome.
With regards to commercial real estate, yeah.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. So with your clients, give me an example of a client. Like what would it look like if someone came to you? How would that play out?
So oftentimes, you know, folks come to us, they're referred to us.
Mm-hmm.
Or they could be an existing client that we've worked with, but oftentimes someone's referred to us in the scenario you just mentioned. They've
right,
had difficulty getting loans from what they consider the traditional lending sources.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and what we do is we help them put together a strategy, you know, by understanding what they're trying to achieve. We do all the underwriting in-house. So we put together an investment grade package that we can take to our capital partners. And, you know, sometimes we may fund a deal directly with our sources of capital, or we may go into a transaction. We fund a portion of the transaction and we co-invest with one of our capital partners. Or sometimes we just bring a capital partner in to fund the entire transaction. But everything starts with understanding the goal. You know, what are they looking to achieve? Now, one of the things that most people have an issue with, especially when they're first starting with commercial real estate, is that they think that financing a piece of commercial real estate is like buying a house.
Totally different.
They're only focused on one thing. And they're that's the interest rate. But, you know, when you're in commercial real estate, it's an investment. You have to have an entry strategy. You have to have a repositioning strategy. And you have to have an exit strategy. And depending on what you're trying to achieve will determine the type of capital you want to bring into that deal. And that's where we really work hard with our clients to help them understand that so that we can maximize the value out of that transaction.
That's amazing. You know, I mean, again, you being an advisor, which also makes you different from most what they consider in this market. Commercial real estate lenders. You know, everyone says, oh, I'm a commercial real estate lender. But in that case, they're typically using that one source that they know of. But with your background, your knowledge, and everything that you've been able to do, you know, the hands-on stuff, you're able to, like you said, take this umbrella of all different types of resources to get these things done. And that's obviously been your key to success, you know, having that advice and being able to advise your clients.
And we don't advise in the abstract. I mean, we're developers too. We own assets. We extract value. So, you know, we're practitioners. we're not you know, the guy that's giving advice on stuff they've never done. You know, we're also doing the same thing that we're advising on. We have a lot of experience in doing that. And that's where I find joy, really, just in, you'll be amazed at what people don't know. And we all
don't know what you don't know.
And so it's just, it's fulfilling for us to really, for clients that are humble enough to listen. Sometimes when you're dealing with very wealthy clients, they say, well, I've been this successful without you. I kind of don't need you, So you can't really advise them.
Know,
if they come in trying to advise you on how to use your money on their project, you know, but, you know, we don't talk to
them. Get on those.
But for the ones who will listen, you know, we advise them and show them how to structure the right deal and get their deals done.
So in addition to, you talk about knowledge. So in addition to Pioneer Realty Capital, I do understand that you bring knowledge to others. You offer courses, you offer online training. So tell me a little bit about that and how others that are interested in getting into this field of commercial real estate, you tell us a little bit about that program as well.
So, and I'm glad you asked that. That's a good question. And I want to give you a little bit of background on my motivation, why we have the capital playbook and the various resources that we put together. When I entered into this industry, which, you know, I told you how that happened, you know, I would go to these conventions where all of the players in the capital markets would converge for these conferences and seminars, and, and that's where I got to learn about all these various sources of capital and how it all worked. But when I looked around the room, there wasn't a whole lot of people that looked like me.
Yeah.
I mean, anything like me. They were all 6 foot plus, and they were not quite as dark as me.
A little bit of different tone.
And now, very grateful that I was there. I stood out, so I got a lot of attention. And a lot of people took the time to teach me things I didn't know. And I'm extremely grateful that for that. This industry has been phenomenal for me. It's literally changed my life in terms of economics. And so my motivation is to give others the same privilege and opportunity that I've had. And so I've made it my goal and my mission to educate, to leave a legacy of education behind so that more people from other communities can have that opportunity to enter into this commercial real estate space, either on the finance side or on the owner side. But you have to understand the playbook in order to succeed. And so that's my mission. So we have some resources that you refer to. We created a social media platform called CREmembers.com.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're familiar with LinkedIn, then you'll be familiar with our goal on this platform, because it's the LinkedIn of commercial real estate.
Got it.
That's where you can go and interact with other commercial real estate folks or professionals who are either owners or they're lenders or they're just people who want to know. In that, on the CRE members platform, there's an educational section that a person could, sign up for. So you get training in commercial real estate. You can interact with other folks all over the world who are on our platform. There's a lender database, so you have access to all the various lenders who participate in commercial real estate. And we provide news articles and all kinds of content to really help a person succeed in the commercial real estate industry.
Yeah. No, that is great. You know, it says a lot about you as an individual. You know, going back, you started one way. You can always reroute and make a change.
Right.
And then not only did he make this change, but then you're giving back by providing this knowledge and being an advisor in this commercial real estate space. And that's where it's beautiful, because I feel like most people put themselves in one little box, like the bank, and then that's where they leave it, you know.
Right.
But
then it's easy to do. It's very comfortable.
It is.
Staying
is.
In the box.
It's comfort.
That's what my little dog does. He gets in his little box and he stays in that box. And as long as I don't pull him out of that box, he's all right. But some of us are out of the box.
Exactly. Right? Yeah.
You know, and so that's, you know, I wanted to get out of the box.
Right.
And, I've enjoyed it, and I want to give people the opportunity to get out of the box. You know, a lot of people want to change their lives. They want to change, you know, where their life is headed. They want to have the ability to make really good money.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I got in this industry. This is an industry that can literally make a person wealthy.
Right.
Not just rich, but wealthy.
Right.
And so, but if you don't know the plays, you don't know the players, if you don't
know
the game,
you're going to get on that field.
You're not going to win. Right.
So we appreciate that about you, you know, just being able to share the honesty of how you got where you are and give back. I mean, that's beautiful. A lot of people get in a position and then they just want to hold on to it, thinking there's enough for everyone. And I just think it's great that you're willing to share the knowledge with others and, you know, see this grow and bring people onto your team. You know, I met you and became a part of this team, and, being in that capital playbook, it's definitely an industry that's beyond what people think it is if you get the knowledge and surround yourself by the right people.
Yeah, and the sad part about it, you know, you can't get this training and knowledge at universities. Most universities don't teach. There are probably only 3 or 4 in the nation.
Yeah.
In the whole nation that have an effective commercial real estate training program.
Mm-hmm.
And these are some of the top universities in the world. There are very, very few. Now, there are a lot that have a real estate program, but when it comes to commercial real estate finance or how that whole industry works, that training is not there. So you have to have someone bring you along.
Right.
You know, and that's what we're trying to achieve. But, you know, Courtney, there's another problem we're trying to solve, too, in the whole industry. This has been a closed industry.
Right.
You know, the same old group of good old boys.
Good old boys, yeah.
And they've made a lot of money.
Yeah.
And you know, they've done it because they don't let just anybody in the club, right?
Yeah.
But that's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Because those folks are aging out of the industry.
Of course.
you know, and there's a lack of diversity.
Yes.
And with that lack of diversity is a lack of opportunity. Because mm-hmm. the world has become more diverse.
Very.
The United States has become more diverse.
Yeah.
You know, and so if you don't bring those new ideas and new concepts and those innovations
right.
that originate from people who may not look like you.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't bring that into your industry, eventually your industry is going to collapse.
Right, yeah.
And so that's something we want to avoid. We want more people, you know, to come into this industry. You know, people who speak different languages, mm-hmm. who may look differently, because there's opportunity. And when we make this industry more diverse and we include more people,
mm-hmm.
then we all succeed. Because it increases the opportunity for more transactions. And when we are involved with transactions, that's how we win.
Right, yeah. And even if you look at the outside world, I mean, this with the, I mean, it's more diverse all the way around.
Absolutely.
I mean, this skin tone with the light hair, that's going to be a minority before too long.
Right, right. Know? Y'all going to start looking like us.
We're all going to have a little tint.
But you know, that's how things were created.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
But really, in the industry, we want our children to succeed.
Right.
We want our neighbors to succeed. Mm-hmm. When you build a community of success, everyone wins.
Right.
When you have these environments where only a few succeed,
mm-hmm.
that's when you have problems.
Yeah.
That's when you have wars or, you know, tension, stress.
Yeah.
You know, and we see that happening in other countries. One of the reasons why the United States has done well, even though it's a relatively young country,
mm-hmm.
Is the fact that it's because of its diversity.
Right.
Now, we're not diverse as what we can be, but the fact that we continue to try to make things more diverse, even industries that have been closed off to the masses, make it more diverse, that puts us in a position to where we can succeed.
Right.
You know, and think about it. As these various communities learn how to create wealth in their community, we're able to sell more
right.
stuff.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay?
It all revolves.
And so you might not like the person, but they're buying
yeah,
from you.
Right. or you might not like their skin tone, but they're
buying
they got money
from
in their pocket.
You.
Yeah.
Yeah, you want them to have some money, right?
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. so we need that education. We need that training. We need people to be sophisticated in their ability to transact these deals or know how to put a transaction
right.
together.
But the key to all of that is you have to have the willingness
yeah.
to accept what others are sharing that they've become knowledgeable on
right.
and get the right resources. You know, Pioneer Realty Capital is, you know, focused on and where they're different as being an advisor
mm-hmm.
in the industry, not just in this one box, this one bubble. So when they come to you, they get a variety of, hey, have you thought about it this way? Or
right.
have you thought about this avenue?
Right.
Have you thought about that? So that's what's so unique about yourself mm-hmm. and Pioneer Realty Capital.
Yeah, absolutely.
Itself,
and
so.
We're excited. We're excited for our podcast. You know, some of our audience may be familiar with our previous podcast show, The CRE Advantage.
Mm-hmm.
We had a channel on YouTube, Spotify, and Apple. We're changing things up.
Yeah.
You know, we are now focused on the playbook.
Yeah.
You know, the capital playbook. And in that playbook, as I mentioned before, you want to know who the players are.
Right.
All the various sources of capital. You're going to see us bring people who represent those sources of capital onto this show. And we're going to talk about their products and what role their product plays in a capital acquisition strategy.
Yeah.
We're going to talk to some owners who have large portfolios of various assets, office buildings, apartments, retail centers. We're going to talk to these people, talk about their history, how they got to
mm-hmm.
where they were, and how they utilized the capital markets to help build their portfolios. Then we're going to also talk about folks that support this industry. We're going to talk to attorneys who are commercial
That's
real estate
awesome.
Attorneys. We're going to talk to title companies that talk about the importance of a good title company.
Yeah.
Because a title company, you can work for 3 months
yeah.
on a transaction and you get right down to the closing then that title company kills that deal.
Yeah, I've seen it.
So that's a player you want to know. And
so
you
this is why that capital playbook is absolutely so important. You know, it's all, like you said, you use the analogy of football. Like,
right.
You can't win a game if you don't have quarterback. Or if you put your quarterback in as the kicker, well, he hasn't kicked a ball in his life. So,
right.
Absolutely. Having all the right key players in the right position. And then bringing it all together
right.
to make your deals happen.
Yep.
So that's beautiful.
Yeah,
so,
don't hate the player, hate the game.
You know? Exactly.
Or love the player, but love the game more.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, so if you know the game, if you know the players, if you know the roles, and you know how to use all of that together, it's kind of like the game of chess.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have these various characters on a chess set. But they play different roles.
Right, yeah.
Okay, and if you can move those chess pieces in such a way to where you can achieve your objective, then you're going to be successful.
Yeah, of course.
You're
going to
win.
Yeah.
And that's what we're doing here at the Capital Playbook. We're teaching people how to play the game, but more importantly, we're teaching them how to win.
Yeah, be a part of that team. Get in that playbook.
Yeah, there we go.
So closing us out, what would you share with the others, you know, how to reach out to you, to contact you? I mean, what do they do moving forward to learn more about Pioneer Realty Capital, to become part of that capital playbook? I mean, what can you share? Where do they move forward to become part of
to
that?
To reach us,
yeah.
Well, it depends on what level you're at. If you are if you're looking to acquire capital to transact a deal, call us at Pioneer Realty Capital, 682-518-9416, and we'd be happy to help you. Courtney's one of our loan originators, very knowledgeable, knows how to put the deals together. And so she or myself or one of our other team members will work with you with that. If you're just starting your career or you think mm-hmm. you might want to get into the commercial real estate space, either as an owner or get on the finance side, then really think about becoming a member of CREmembers.com. Because there you're going to be exposed to a lot of information, the details, you get the training, you get the capital partner network or mm-hmm. database, you get a vendor database. There's all types of articles that talk about what's happening in the industry that we share on that social media platform. But most importantly, you get to build those relationships. You get to connect with people in commercial real estate, and that's really going to help advance your career. That's what advanced my
right.
career. I connected with the right people, and those people kind of brought me along. I gained that knowledge, and I was able to achieve a measure of success.
Yeah, that's awesome. So when moving forward, if they want to grow themselves mm-hmm. in the commercial real estate space, or you know they're looking for financing, that's the difference in Charles Williams in most of these scenarios, is he's an advisor. You know, like I mentioned before, and this is what makes him unique for myself personally, I've experienced, is he doesn't just fit in this one box, you know, from his past knowledge to all the different options that he can share and open your mind up to if you're willing to accept the knowledge this gentleman has learned himself and is willing to share with others.
So. Yeah, and I'm just doing what others have done for me.
Yeah.
And so hopefully you guys will continue to be a part of this, what we're trying to achieve by tuning in to our playbook, if you will, our capital playbook. If you have comments, please comment on our YouTube channel or comment in the various ways that on our website or on CREmembers.com, reach out to me or Courtney.
Mm-hmm.
But absolutely, this is our mission, to educate people, to bring them in as part of this capital playbook, and really teach people how to win.
Right, yeah.
That's our goal.
Suit up and get in the game.
There you go. Let's go get it done.
Yeah.